Hawaii's main industry, tourism and hospitality, has been one of the hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. That has many policymakers calling for an effort to diversify the local economy away from tourism. When it comes to Hawaii's economy, Sumner LaCroix wrote the book, literally. His 2019 publication chronicles 800 years of political and economic history in the islands. If you read it, you notice a distinct economic trend.
So Hawaii has typically had a large dominant industry. If you look back in the 19th century, one could identify sandalwood, whaling, sugar, and then pineapple. After sugar and pineapple started to go into relative decline, tourism. So we've had a history of having large industries that are dominant for a while and then decline.
In the modern era of tourism dominance, there's been talk of diversifying Hawaii's economy since the 1970s. And while tourism is still the 800-pound economic gorilla, LaCroix says its importance has actually been declining for several decades.
If you go back to 1990, somewhere between about 35 and 40% of the economy could be attributed to tourism, whereas today that's fallen to about 25%, about 18% in direct spending, about 7% in indirect spending. That represents a lot of diversification.
One example of that is research funding at the University of Hawaii, which was barely existent in the 60s, but now is worth almost $500 million. But when it comes to top-down, government-led efforts to foster diversification, the track record isn't great.
The ability of government to directly influence diversification is limited. When government has tried to pick winners, it's often been very unsuccessful.
In his book, LaCroix points to the alphabet soup of state agencies created over the past 40 years to develop things like an aerospace industry or a tech sector. He also notes that the goal of diversification should drive what kinds of policies are implemented.
There's several types of diversification. I mean, there's diversification for resiliency. There's diversification to come up with new types of export businesses. But there's also just diversification that encourages businesses that are already here. We shouldn't just be looking at bringing new industries here. We need to be looking at how do we ramp up existing industries that are outside of tourism.
LaCroix cites affordable housing as an example of a service for which there is strong local demand but lackluster supply. The reason for pursuing diversification should drive what kinds of industries policymakers seek to develop. For example, increasing agriculture will create more lower-paying jobs, while tech will produce fewer but higher-paying positions. But you don't necessarily need to have all that figured out up front. LaCroix says the most efficient way to diversify is actually pretty simple.
One of the things that government should do to encourage diversification is to make sure that the basics are done right. Some of the basics here suffer. Anything we can do to make Hawaii a more livable place for people running firms would be good for diversifying the economy.
He cites traffic congestion and the high cost of housing as examples of basic services that make Hawaii a less desirable place to do business. Everything from remote work to renewable energy has been floated as possible targets for diversification. Later, we'll explore some of those options for the economy of the future and the challenges that go along with them. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.